pressure for the scourge of war. Developing new norms or perfecting the existing ones might be the best choice to cope with developments in technologies that challenge the existing internationally agreed norms. It's also the natural vocation of this conference. The same logic applies to transparency measures and the concept of comprehensive disarmament. Voluntary measures play a vital role in international relations, preferably as an interim step to legally binding agreements. Madam President, a comprehensive program of disarmament must be considered in terms of universal, non-discriminatory legal arrangements. In other words, a growing network of legally binding instruments linked as a shared effort towards peace and prosperity for all. Thank you.
Thank you for your statement. And I would now like to give the floor to the United States. You have the floor.
Thank you, Madam President, for the opportunity to take the floor. I had not intended to, our delegation did not intend to speak further during this session, but unfortunately feel compelled to based on the comments made by the delegation from the Russian Federation, specifically regarding U.S. Cooperation and assistance efforts with Ukraine in the bio field. Now, the United States openly and transparently partners with our foreign partners to enhance their capacity to detect, prepare for, and respond to infectious disease outbreaks, and to help them protect human and animal health in their countries. The COVID pandemic underscored that disease knows no borders, as well as the critical importance of peaceful international cooperation and assistance, and that its contribution to domestic, regional, and global health security is paramount. Now, these peaceful international cooperation and assistance activities should not be undermined and maligned, but rather promoted and reinforced. Russia's disinformation campaign undercuts these critical activities, not just in Ukraine, but around the world. Now, U.S. peaceful efforts in Ukraine, often in partnership with other countries and non-government and international organizations, strengthen human and animal health security, not only in Ukraine, but in the region and globally. The work we do in Ukraine benefits Russia and all countries around it.